Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
本期节目由 AI 语音口语教练应用程序 Jam 赞助播出。Jam 是一款专门为非母语者打造的英语口语训练工具，每天只需一分钟，你就能通过随机话题进行即兴演讲。 AI 教练 Jammy 会立刻帮你分析发音、语法、词汇和流利度，并给出更地道的表达示范。不论是出国留学、职场汇报还是旅行交流，Jam 都能帮你快速提升口语自信。目前 Jam 正在官网推出特别活动，现在注册即可领取一个月免费会员，开启你的英语口语提升计划。领取地址 jamtalk.co/free jamtalk.co/free。 再重复一遍 jamtalk.co/free， 欢迎大家前往领取。Have you ever opened a Chinese super app and felt overwhelmed? Maybe even a little confused?
你有没有点开过中国的超级应用，一瞬间就被满屏的图标和功能搞得眼花缭乱？别慌，这不只是你一个人。我们来想象一下，一边是谷歌地图，干干净净，就一张地图。另一边是腾讯地图，除了导航，它还有打车、酒店、小游戏、优惠券，几乎就像一个小型商场。他们的目标其实一样，都是帮你到达目的地，但设计思路却完全不同。如果这些看似杂乱的界面并不是糟糕的设计，而是一种聪明的策略呢？今天我们就来扒一扒中国超级应用的秘密。打开腾讯地图，你得到的远不止一张地图，它更像一个小程序集市，打车、租自行车、订酒店、收集虚拟印章，这些功能全都摆在你眼前。这种设计叫渐进式聚合，就是把所有功能都堆出来，然后相信用户会自己挑选需要的。滴滴也是同样的逻辑，它的主业不只是打车入口，还能买菜、坐大巴、租货车，甚至申请贷款和买保险。对比一下优步或者谷歌地图，他们的界面要简单的多，几乎是手把手引导你三步完成任务。西方人看中国的界面会觉得混乱，但在本地用户眼里，这就是效率和熟悉感。那么为什么会有这样的差异呢？背后有三个原因。第一是经济逻辑，拉一个新用户的成本在中国很高，所以一旦你把应用装到手机里，企业就会拼命把更多服务塞进去，最大化用户终身价值。有人形容他们的目标是成为你手机里那个永远删不掉的应用。第二是基础设施和政策，比如说统一的二维码支付和实名制，让企业可以在已有数据上叠加新的服务。滴滴知道你的通勤习惯，自然也能顺便给你推小额贷款或者保险，而且全部都在同一个界面里完成。第三是文化习惯，中国人对多并不抗拒，反而觉得热闹和丰富才是好客。想想中式宴席或者韩式自助餐，桌子上20道菜不会让人紧张，反而会让人觉得被照顾。对很多亚洲文化来说，密集的信息不代表杂乱，而是实用和丰盛。这给设计师们一个提醒，极简主义不是普世真理，它只是市场偏好。在一些场景里，密集的界面可能比禅意的界面更高效。只要主要任务，比如打车或者导航，保持清晰就好。西方的思路是渐进式披露，就是先把功能藏起来，用户需要的时候再展示。中国的思路是渐进式聚合，就是把所有东西都放在台面上，让用户自己过滤。这两种方法没有孰优孰劣，重点在于你的观众是谁。所以下次你听到腾讯地图用卡通龙给你播报导航的时候，别急着嫌它吵， 这背后是一整套经济逻辑、基础设施优势，还有一种自助餐式的文化关怀。
Have you ever opened a Chinese super app and felt overwhelmed? Maybe even a little confused? Picture Google Maps on one screen with its clean, minimal interface. And then a super app like Tencent Map on the other. It's bursting with icons, coupons, and minigames. Those apps have the same goal, to get you somewhere. But their design languages couldn't be more different. What if that busy,chaotic interface isn't a bad design, but a brilliant strategy? Today, we'll dive into what's going on inside those Chinese super apps, why they look the way they do, and what this can teach you about building product for any audiences. Stick around, because this might change how you think about design forever.First, let's look at what we actually see. When you open an app like Tencent Map, you're not just getting a map, you're landing in a grid of mini apps. Riding hailing, bike rentals, flash hotel deals, even virtual stamps for your journey. The design is all about progressive aggregation. It brings everything together on one screen, trust the user to filter what they need.
求先问卜不如自己做主
Another example is Didi. Its home screen isn't just for booking a taxi. It's a full ecosystem with grocery delivery, intercity buses, freight trucks, and even a finance tab where you can get a micro loan or buy insurance. This is a sharp contrast to apps like Uber or Google Maps.Where the UI is sparse and guides you through a single three-step flow. To Westerner users, these apps might seem chaotic, but to local users, it's efficient and familiar. So, why does this design philosophy exist? There are three main reasons. The first is super app economics. In China, the cost of getting users to download your app is incredibly high.Once a company has that pressure space on a phone, they're cramming as many services as possible to maximize the lifetime's value of that user. As one entrepreneur put it, the goal is to be the one app that you can't delete. This mindset of monopolizing a user's attention drives the everything all at once approach. The second reason is infrastructure and policy.China's unified QR payment system and real name ID policies make it easy for companies to layer new services on top of existing data. For example, Didi already knows your commute habits and spending. This data makes it simple to offer you a micro loan or insurance policy all within the same app. The integration is seamless because foundational infrastructure is already in place. The third reason,and my personal lens, is culture comfort with density. I grew up in an environment where more choices often feels like more care. Think of a Chinese banquet or a Korean buffet. 20 dishes on a table isn't overwhelming. It's a sign of hospitality and abundance. In many high-context cultures across China and Southeast Asia,The information-rich layout signals usefulness, not clutter. This is a very different perspective from Western idea of minimalism. So, what does all it mean for us as designers and product builders? The key takeaway is minimalism is a market preference, not a universal virtue. Before you label a product design as too busy,you need to consider your audience, culture, context, and their tolerance for on-screen density. In situations where customer acquisition costs are high and cross-service data can shorten a user's journey, a packed UI might actually outperform a Zen-like one. As long as the primary task as getting directions or booking a ride remains clear,This brings us to a new way of thinking about design principles.
Western design often uses progressive disclosure, where features are hidden until users ask for them. Chinese super apps, on the other hand, use progressive aggregation, which puts all the features upfront and trusts users to filter what they need. Neither approach is inherently better. They are adaptive heuristics. You should borrow what fits your audience and skip what doesn't. Remember, design for people, not for dogma. So, the next time Tencent Map shouts directions in a cartoon dragon's voice, remember this. It isn't broken user experience. It's a reflection of super app economics, infrastructure advantages, and Buffett-loving culture that ignites abundance with care. Thanks for watching. If you like this, check the Meituan app review. I did it in a live environment. You're gonna love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.